devotional today. Somebody the other day here at Bethay asked me the question that we ask people a lot of times whenever we first meet them. A person asked me, because they don't know me very well, they're relatively new here, and they said, "Hey, are you from around here originally?" And of course I told them no. That's the question that we ask. That's kind of a, I guess, an icebreaker whenever we meet somebody and we're looking for something to say. So they asked me the question, "Are you from around here originally?" And I said, "No." I said, "But I grew up in my hometown, not very far from here, right down the road between here and Columbia, a little town of Camden." And of course, they didn't know a lot about Camden because they're not from here originally either. They're not even from the state of South Carolina. So that kind of sparked the conversation where we were talking, and so I asked them, because I didn't know a lot about their background either, you know, way back. And that person said to me, "No, I'm not from here originally," and they told me where they were born and where they were raised and all of that. And that conversation went like you would think it would go. We were just kind of getting to know a little bit more about each other's history and family. And that just made me think about something. There are a lot of people in our community with a lot of different backgrounds. You know, some people, where they were born and raised, they never moved very far away. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just the way it is in their life. They never moved very far away from home for their career, for their education, for their family, and all of that, even in retirement. Well, there are other people that, where they were born and raised, they moved all over the country. Some of you have. Some of you have lived all over the world, for that matter. And so there's a lot of different life stories that we have. But we all come together for our faith in Jesus. That's what kind of struck me the other day, and that's what this person and I ended up talking about in our conversation. I'm not from where they're from. My story, my life story, is not their life story, not even close. They were born in a completely different state. They've lived in places that I will probably never even see with my eyes, much less live there. But then we talked about how God has brought all of us in our community not only to live here or work here, but to minister here, and most importantly, to serve the Lord here. So I thought about you hear this word a lot in different contexts in our society, but I thought about the diversity in the family of God. And here at Bethay especially, we have a lot of people with a lot of life stories, but what do we have in common? We love Jesus and we want to serve Jesus, no matter where we're from. It made me think about the disciples of Jesus and how Jesus helped us understand that he brings people from all walks of life together who want to serve him and from all different backgrounds. You just think about some of the disciples of Jesus. First of all, we don't know a lot about all of the disciples of Jesus. Some of them we know very little about. But others we can sort of surmise some things about their life and about their life story. Think about Peter and Andrew and James and John. They apparently all knew each other. We assume they did before they became followers of Jesus because they were all fishermen on the Sea of Galilee. Sea of Galilee is not that large of a body of water, so more than likely those men knew each other. Of course, we know that two of them, Peter and Andrew, and then the other two, James and John, they were brothers. But apparently all four of them knew each other. But that's not really what brought them together. They came together to follow Jesus. But what do we know about those men? Well, they were fishermen, which means they came from a working class background. Their families were working class. They were apparently able to provide well for their families, but they were hardworking, good working class men. All right, now you think about Matthew. Matthew was a tax collector. Totally different lifestyle, totally different background, totally different heritage, apparently, than Peter and Andrew and James and John. Then we know about a little bit about one more of the disciples at least. Simon, another one. There was a couple of them called Simon. There was one named Simon, and he was known as the Zealot. All right, the Zealots, if you know anything about them, boy, let's just say this for the purpose of our devotional today. They were a rough bunch, okay? They were tough, and I'm not saying that made them bad people. I'm just saying they were tough, and they were ready for action at any time, okay? That's kind of Simon the Zealot's mindset. Totally different, by the way, than Matthew. Matthew would not have agreed with the mindset of Simon the Zealot before they both became believers in Christ. Here's the thing. Jesus brought all of them together and all those other men that we don't know much about the other men, much at all, but he brought all of them together and Jesus knew that they came from different backgrounds. He knew that they came with a different life story, their families were totally different. Even their mindsets before they came to Jesus, they were different in many ways. But Jesus brought them together. And why did they come together? They came together to serve the Lord and to follow Him. Well, just like all of us, we're not called necessarily disciples. We don't really refer to ourselves as disciples of Jesus in that sense. But we all come together, and we should be grateful for our family of faith. We should be grateful for our brothers and sisters in Christ with all kinds of different life stories that we can serve the Lord together. I leave you with this. The Apostle Paul was grateful for his friends and for his fellow family members in Christ. He wrote this to the church at Colossae. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Paul was grateful for his brothers and sisters in Christ, wherever they were, but especially here at Colossae, those who had love for all the saints. You know, when Paul traveled, he met a lot of different people, again, from a lot of different backgrounds with a lot of different life stories. And what united them? Their love for Jesus. And again, we should celebrate that we have friends and fellow family members in Christ all throughout our community who love Jesus. We should celebrate that the Lord has put us all together with different and unique gifts and abilities and talents to serve Him, spiritual gifts to serve the Lord. So let's be grateful for our family of faith. Let's be grateful that others aren't just like us, that Jesus can use all different kinds of people to serve Him. He did it with His disciples. We see it all through the New Testament, and we see it here. So let's be grateful for our family of faith.